The military presence has intensified in Cairo. But it means nothing to the Egyptian people. The popular rebellion rages on.
This is Shobra, one of the industrial districts in Cairo, home to 5 million Egyptians. There's lots of support here for the Muslim Brotherhood. This protest behind me began following the afternoon prayers. Everyone here is headed to Tahrir Square.
Most of the people in this crowd, members and supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood, both Muslim and Christian. Residents of Shobra poured into the streets and encouraged others to join them.
America, stop! We know he's finished! No Israel, no America, no more! That's it!
Along the way, Shobra residents expressed their grievances.
We don't want a government that follows Israeli and U.S. orders. We don't want that.
This so-called government should leave. Enough is enough. We want Mubarak to leave the country.
Hundreds quickly turn into thousands. Most of the Egyptians we talk to don't have a concise plan for the political structure or a future president if Mubarak were to resign. Their main objective is to simply remove the president, a man they consider an enemy of the Egyptian people.
We are not stupid. We know him. The old gang. We are not going to accept Omar Suleiman, Ahmed Shafi, anybody from this party. That's it. The last advice for him. We are not going to leave the street. We don't have anything to lose it. Okay? Go away if you give our money back.
As the thousands converge on Liberation Square, jubilation rings loud. The latest reports of cabinet position changes means nothing to these Egyptians. The Muslim Brotherhood, reformist leader Mohammed el-Baradei and other members of the opposition refuse to negotiate with the Mubarak regime. The Committee of 10 people representing the opposition group say they will only negotiate with the military. The 3 p.m. to 8 a.m. curfew has set in, but obviously no one here is observing it. Many vow to stay on the square until they are liberated of their current governing system. Demonstrators expect the biggest attendance of the uprising to happen later this week. Until then, many wait for their demands to be met. Jahan Hafiz, Press TV, Cairo, Egypt.